Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Allied Sea Broking's monthly freight market briefing. As every month, we're pleased to share our latest insights into the global freight markets and the key developments that have shaped freight rate movements. As a freight market analyst at Allied QuantumSea, the research division of Allied Sea Broking, over the next few minutes, I will present you the most significant market trends that determined the freight market performance over the last days. In today's briefing, we will begin with the dry bulk freight market, covering average earnings, route developments, and the weekly chart view. We will then move to tanker freight, looking at average earnings, benchmark routes, and the dirty and clean tanker markets. After that, we will cover this month's special theme, focusing on the latest geopolitical and market developments. Finally, we'll close with Greek asset play, including S&P positioning, buyer and seller activity, and the latest market share trends. Starting with dry bulk freight, the week showed a mixed performance across the main vessel classes. Capesize moved slightly higher, while Panamax came under pressure. At the same time, Supramax and Handysize both improved, pointing to a firmer support across the smaller vessel classes. We'll first look at the earnings picture before moving into the weekly route movements and the Atlantic and Pacific market detail. Looking first at dry bulk earnings, Panamax was the weakest performer among the main indices. Capesize recorded a small increase, while Supramax and Handysize both moved higher on a week-on-week basis. Overall, the earnings picture shows that pressure was concentrated mainly in Panamax, while the smaller vessel classes carried the strongest weekly support. On the dry bulk weekly charts, the strongest positive move was seen on the Supramax Black Sea and Mediterranean to Far East route at +15%. The largest downward move was seen on the Panamax Pacific round voyage at -18%. This gives a route-specific view of the main weekly movements before the wider Atlantic and Pacific analysis. Moving now to the Atlantic and Pacific route analysis. Starting with Capesize, the Atlantic remained under pressure, with South Brazil and West Africa to China both weaker as limited fresh inquiry and a wide bid-offer gap restricted activity. In the Pacific, the picture was stronger, with renewed minor activity and firmer cargo volumes supporting the West Australia to China route. For Panamax, the Atlantic held better, because steady inquiry for transatlantic and front-haul business, together with tighter prompt tonnage in the North Continent and West Mediterranean, supported rates. In the Pacific, conditions were weaker, as limited cargo volumes, softer Australian and North Pacific demand, and surplus prompt tonnage kept rates under pressure. In Supramax, North America remained active, with stronger US Gulf demand and limited tonnage availability supporting higher fixing levels. In the Pacific, activity was more stable, with Asia holding broadly steady despite softer sentiment in parts of the basin. For Handysize, the South Atlantic and US Gulf continued to firm, supported by stronger bids, improving confidence, and tighter tonnage. In the Pacific, Asia remained broadly balanced, with steady activity despite softer sentiment in parts of the Far East and Southeast Asia. Let's now move to tanker freight. This section starts with average earnings across the main dirty tanker classes before moving into the weekly route movements, benchmark routes, and the dirty and clean market detail. The focus this week is on the stronger crude tanker performance, together with a more selective clean tanker picture. Starting with average earnings, VLCC recorded the strongest improvement among the dirty tanker classes. Suezmax also moved higher, while Aframax increased only slightly compared with the previous week. So, the average earnings slide points to a firmer crude tanker market, led mainly by the VLCC segment and supported by stronger Suezmax earnings. Moving to the tanker weekly charts, the strongest positive move was seen on TD25, the US Gulf to continent Aframax route at plus 98%. The largest decline was seen on TC21, the US Gulf to Caribbean MR route at minus 61%. This gives a route-specific view of the main weekly movements before the wider tanker benchmark analysis. Moving now to tanker benchmarks. The dirty market was led by stronger VLCC and Suezmax routes. In VLCC, West Africa to China increased sharply, while Middle East Gulf to China also moved higher. The alternative Oman to China route also rose strongly in dollar per ton terms. Suezmax improved across both main Atlantic routes, with gains visible on West Africa to continent and Guyana to UK continent. Aframax was softer, with the US Gulf to continent, East Coast to Mexico to US Gulf, and Mediterranean routes all moving lower. On the clean side, LR2 westbound levels softened, while LR2 and LR east of Suez were broadly flat. MR was split, with the continent to US Atlantic coast route improving, while the US Gulf to Caribbean route corrected sharply. With the overall picture in mind, let's look at the dirty tanker market in more detail. Starting with VLCCs. In the Atlantic, activity strengthened, with West Africa to China and US Gulf to China both moving higher. In the Pacific, Middle East Gulf to China increased, while the alternative Gulf of Oman to China route also surged amid continued uncertainty around the Strait of Hormuz. In Suezmaxes, Atlantic gains lifted earnings because the market was supported by a tighter position list and stronger American inquiry. East of Suez, sentiment was also supported by growing attention around the Arabian Gulf. In Aframax, the Atlantic was weaker, with US Gulf rates softening again as both main routes moved lower week on week. In the Mediterranean, cross-Med rates also eased despite reported activity in the basin. Moving from crude to products, clean tankers showed a more cautious tone. In LR2s, westbound levels softened, while Middle East Gulf to Japan held close to last week. In LR1, Middle East Gulf to Japan was also broadly flat, although sentiment remained cautious. In MR, the Atlantic was split, as the continent to US Atlantic coast route improved, while the US Gulf to Caribbean route corrected sharply. In the Pacific, Singapore to East Coast Australia was broadly flat, with Far East MR rates holding close to last week's levels. That closes the freight section. We now move to this week's special theme. Allied Quantum Sea Research focuses on the latest Strait of Hormuz transit trends. The section looks at how vessel movements are evolving across the strait and how this continues to affect the wider freight market. The strait has started to reopen after the US and Iran Memorandum of Understanding. However, the recovery remains slow and incomplete. Traffic is still far below normal, and the operating picture remains fragile. The recent rise in traffic reflects diplomacy rather than a full return of confidence. The agreement opened a 60-day negotiating window and included safe passage commitments. War risk cover remains available, but still tight. This keeps transit costs elevated. Pipeline alternatives are helping, but they do not replace Hormuz. Saudi crude exports from Yanbu have risen sharply, and the United Arab Emirates also remains a meaningful Fujairah route. Still, these options cover only part of normal Gulf export flow. The recovery is also uneven by segment. Dry bulk has recovered faster than oil. Product tankers are ahead of crude. LNG remains the weakest segment, while LPG has moved more than LNG as conditions improved. Overall, the agreement has supported a gradual recovery in vessel movements. Still, traffic remains below normal. War risk premiums are elevated, and the durability of the current framework is still being tested. From here, we move to the investment side, starting with Greek asset play. Greek interests remain highly visible across the second-hand market, both on the buying and selling side. Over the past 12 months, Greece ranks first among disclosed second-hand buyers with 232 deals, and first among sellers with 320 deals. Activity remains mainly concentrated in dry bulk and tankers, keeping Greek owners strongly positioned across the core freight-linked sectors. Looking at the Greek deal mix, buying activity is led by dry bulk and tankers, while containers and gas carriers play a smaller role. On the buying side, Greek owners recorded 122 dry bulk acquisitions and 84 tanker deals. On the selling side, activity was also led by dry bulk with 167 disposals, followed by 117 tanker sales. This shows that Greek owners remain active on both sides of the market, combining fleet renewal with capital recycling. The message is clear. Greek interests continue to hold a leading position in second-hand activity, with participation focused mainly on the sectors most closely linked to freight market developments. That brings us to the end of today's briefing. Thank you for watching. In this edition, we saw a dry bulk market with pressure mainly in Panamax, while Supramax and Handysize showed firmer support. In tankers, crude markets were stronger, especially in VLCC and Suezmaxes, while clean routes remained more selective. At the same time, the Strait of Hormuz remained a central market theme, as transit risk, insurance costs, and alternative routing continue to influence freight sentiment. On the investment side, Greek owners remained highly active, with dry bulk and tankers still leading both buying and selling activity.
To stay close to our work, you can follow Allied Quantum Sea Research through the articles and news section of our website and across our LinkedIn channel, where we share a summary of our regular market commentary. You can also register your interest through the contact section of our website to receive Allied's weekly market report directly. Thank you for your time. Look forward to having you with us in our next briefing.